From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, June 5th. Coming up, we'll learn what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is speaking out against a proposal to pull back federal funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting. On Tuesday, President Trump formally asked Congress to rescind more than $1 billion it has set aside for all public radio and television for the next 2 years. In a statement, Durbin said, quote, "These sloppy and short-sighted recessions slash public broadcasting and cut critical global health, HIV/AIDS, democracy, and other stabilization programs that save lives while helping to prevent wars." Durbin also said the measure would target public broadcasting, which provides unbiased local news, educational programs, and emergency alerts. WILL Radio and TV are the NPR and PBS member stations based in Urbana. If the money is rescinded, $1.5 million in tax dollars would be cut from our budget this fall. You can learn more about the rescission package and its potential impact on Illinois public media at will.illinois.edu. It's been more than 5 years since the COVID-19 outbreak was declared a pandemic. And while public health officials say the emergency threat is over, its impacts are still being felt today. IPM's Anna Koh has more.
Becky Smith is an epidemiology professor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Smith recognizes there are still some skeptics who haven't gotten vaccinated. She thinks scientists learned how important it is to communicate clearly about public health.
It involves listening to people, hearing their concerns, and responding to their concerns, and being able to address those rather than just giving them the pure information and trusting them to make the best choice.
She also thinks new sanitation practices have had an impact.
There is an entire strain of influenza that went extinct globally because of the use of masks and other COVID precautions.
She says COVID-19 is here to stay just like the flu and common cold, but public health officials can try to keep it under control. I'm Anna Koh, IPM News.
A new federal bill would give farmers more options to protect their livestock from black vultures. The Black Vulture Relief Act seeks to remove permit requirements for livestock producers, allowing them to kill the protected species anytime they're threatening herds. Black vulture populations have grown in recent years, and they have been an increasing source of stress for farmers. Laramie Adams with the Texas Farm Bureau says the vultures cost some farmers thousands of dollars a year in lost calves.
This doesn't just put the farmer rancher in a bad position, it puts consumers in a bad position long term. So, you know, any loss that they take, even if it's on a few baby calves a year, that's a loss they shouldn't have to take.
Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen introduced the bill in May. Lawmakers have introduced similar bills in the past. Experts say the Trump administration's policy approach to international students could slow economic growth in the U.S. The administration has halted new visa appointments to vet prospective students' social media accounts. And U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the federal government will revoke Chinese student visas of those with ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Federal officials claim they are making sure foreign students do not pose a security risk to the U.S. Some worry the move could slow down student visa process and cut universities' stream of revenue. Karen Fisher is a writer for the Chronicle for Higher Education. She tells the 21st show that foreign students do more than just pay tuition.
I think that the estimate is there's something like a $44 billion impact in the American economy as a whole by international students. It's one of the leading exports. A college degree is one of the leading exports here in the United States.
The University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign has one of the largest international student populations in the country. Last year, there were more than 12,000 foreign students, and nearly half were from China. Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high of 78 degrees and a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 62 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 79 degrees, Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 60 degrees. Northeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 78 degrees and an east wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, Republicans in Congress are considering a massive package of tax cuts paid for by doing things like shifting some food assistance to the states and imposing work requirements on certain people getting government help. We'll take a deep dive into what all that means for Illinois and Illinoisans. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Steve Moore.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, June 5th, Reparations Town Hall is at Church of the Living God in Champaign at 7 p.m. A panel of national and local speakers will address reparations projects underway in cities and universities. There's also a question and answer session on what reparations could look like in Champaign-Urbana. For more information, visit CUReparationsCoalition.com.
And also on Thursday, June 5th, it's the Macoupin County Fair. It continues in Carlinville, Illinois, just south of Springfield. It kicked off on Tuesday and run through Saturday, June 7th. Enjoy harness racing, live music, especially with Diamond Rio at 7 o'clock on Thursday.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
And throughout the weekend, you can also enjoy a tractor and truck pull and the Demolition Derby. More information at MacoupinCountyFair.org.
And on Friday, June 6th, Folk and Roots Friday is at the Lake House in Crystal Lake Park in Urbana from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Join the Urbana Park District and the CU Folk and Roots Festival on the first and third Fridays of each month this summer for free live music.
And then you can go to a summer luau at Temple Plaza in downtown Danville, also on Friday, June 6th. But from 5 to 8 p.m., it's part of Danville's First Fridays. Dress in your favorite tropical attire, enjoy food, fun, and island-themed entertainment, including live steel drum music by Kent Armsbarger.
And Steve, Friday Night Live came back in downtown Champaign last week. It's now going to be every Friday through the end of August from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Performances are across downtown Champaign. And then there's an Afterglow series at Poor Brothers. Have you heard of this, Steve?
This is new.
Yes, this is new. The Afterglow series right after Friday Night Live. You can go to Poor Brothers and enjoy live music. This week will feature Andrew Simic, also known as the Piano Man.
Sing us a song tonight.
And on Saturday, June 7th, it's Hardy's Race for the Lake Boat Races at Nelson Park on Lake Decatur from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, over 12 different classes of hydroplane and runabouts from all over the nation competing on a 1.25-mile course. Speeds will reach 150 miles an hour. For more information about the event, vendors, road closures, and more, visit decatur-parks.org.
And on Saturday, June 7th, Music in Action 2.0 at the Rose Bowl Tavern starting at 3 p.m. in Urbana. This is a benefit concert in support of Planned Parenthood of Illinois featuring local musicians including New Souls, Modern Drugs, and Squirrel Movement. Music in Action 2.0 starts at 3 p.m.
On Sunday, June 8th, let's have a kiki.
A kiki is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve.
Rainbow Reflections exhibit opening at Spurlock Museum in Urbana. It's at 2 o'clock. Dale Mize is the exhibit curator. Get a glimpse in the history of LGBTQ plus life, activism, and culture.
For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Steve Moore.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Anna Coe, Jess Savage, Stephanie Oriana, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.